SBS Radio.
I'd like to be known as the Prime Minister for the powerless, for the disempowered, for people who don't have a voice in our society.
Bill Shorten has long been touted as a potential future Prime Minister by many within the Labour Party. He first became involved in the party at university, after which he worked as a lawyer at the firm Maurice Blackburn. He joined the union movement in 1994 and served as National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union from 2001 to 2007. He was also a board member of lobby group GetUp until early 2006. In 2008, he entered federal parliament, winning the safe Labour seat of Maribyrnong in Melbourne's west. He became Labour leader in 2013. 3 years later, at the 2016 federal election, Mr. Shorten led Labour to gain 14 seats on the back of a campaign centred around healthcare and education. It's much the same this time around, with the issue of wage growth also prominent.
If wages growth is low, well below corporate profits, well below productivity increases, then the system's broken. We don't think it is good enough to see record low wages growth in Australia. But only Labor has a plan and a wages policy to tackle it. Labor wants to see the minimum wage be a living wage.
Mr. Shorten's political life is steeped in the backroom of the Labor factions. He was one of the main players in the ousting of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd in 2010. He played a similar role in the removal of Mr. Rudd's replacement, Julia Gillard, just before the 2013 election. Dr. Zarek Azarian, a political scientist at Monash University, says Mr. Shorten and Labour have since been able to change their image, albeit with a little help from the coalition and its own internal divisions.
Bill Shorten was very much involved in the unseating of Kevin Rudd, then Julie Gillard later down the track. So they've been able to go back and present themselves as that cohesive political force. And they've done that at a time where the coalition has been falling apart.
A slew of opinion polls over the past 12 months suggest Labour could win this year's federal election and Mr. Shorten the prime ministership. Dr. Jill Shepherd, a lecturer at the Australian National University School of Politics, says that's down to a few factors.
It probably has a little bit to do with Bill Shorten seeming competent. It has a lot to do probably with the Liberal Party changing prime ministers throughout their last term in government. It has a lot to do with a lot of things. So as much as anything, it might just be that the Australian voters still like the country ready for change.
However, polling also shows Liberal leader Scott Morrison is preferred to Mr. Shorten as Prime Minister. Dr. Shepherd says Mr. Shorten needn't worry.
Opposition leaders often trail in opinion polls that ask about preferred Prime Minister because we don't know what they'll be like as Prime Minister. If I was Bill Shorten, I wouldn't be too worried that Scott Morrison is leading in those polls. As long as the Labor Party is the preferred party, that's a more important thing.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.